So often you'll finish Baruch Shamar before the Chazan, or the Chazan will finish Baruch Shamar before you. You never know when should you say Amen, should you not say Amen to Baruch Shamar of the Chazan. How does that play out? So it's actually pretty complicated, but we're going to try to make it as easy as possible, so at least I can remember it for myself, what to do in these situations. So case number one, if you finish Baruch Shamar before the Chazan, and now you're ready to hear the Chazan's, in other words, you've already said Baruch Shamar, now the Chazan says Baruch Shamar after you, and can you answer Amen? That, says Shulchan Aruch, is pretty easy. You may answer Amen. Siyam Baruch Shamar Kodim Shesayim HaChazan Ona Achrav Amen. So in other words, if you say Baruch Shamar faster than the Chazan, and then the Chazan says it 3 seconds later, you could end off Amen. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, because Amen is a form of like Pesukei Dezimra itself. It's like a Shevach praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like you're allowed to say Ashrei in the middle of Baruch Shamar Nishtabach, you're also allowed to say Amen to Baruch Shamar. Fine. Obviously, if you talk something else, in other words, if you talk about the Mets or the Knicks or whatever, the football playoffs, in between Baruch Shamar and Hodu for Ashkenazim, or Baruch Shamar and Mizmor Hosoda for Sfardim, Nusach Sfard, then you may have to go back and repeat Baruch Shamar, but that's not what we're talking about. Okay, but what about if you say Amen during your own Baruch Shamar? In other words, the Chazan finishes first. You're in the middle of Baruch Shamar. Are you allowed to say Amen to the Chazans or not? It happens Maisim B'chol Yom. This happens every day. Not for me, if you're a slower davener than myself, and you say Baruch Shamar a few seconds after the Chazan, so he's going to say Baruch Shamar, you're still in the middle of Baruch Shamar. Yes or no? Can you answer Amen? No? Yeah?
We're in Baruch Shamar.
So where are you in Baruch Shamar? Excellent. So if you are before the Baruch Atah Hashem Okeinu Melech HaMelech Avraham Aman, then for sure you could answer Amen. That's easier. What about if you're anywhere else? So the Magen Avraham has a very interesting comment. He says, Kasev Bekavanus, the Arizal writes, he says, Demutur La'anus Amen Acher Baruch Shamar. You're allowed to answer Amen after Baruch Shamar. Venerally, he writes, Da'fiu Be'emtza HaBracha. Even if you're in the middle of Baruch Shamar, in the bracha aspect, so in other words, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Kena Malchom, Okewa, Avar, Achaman, and you're right there, and all of a sudden the Chazan ends off, you're allowed to say Amen on Baruch Shamar. Why?
Continue.
Huh? And then just continue. Why? Kevan Shvohusku Gemara. Since this bracha, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, is not mentioned in the Gemara, so you're allowed to say an Amen in the middle of the bracha. It's a pretty weird concept. Because Baruch Shamar is not so mentioned, doesn't have a strong basis, it sounds like, according to the Magen Avraham, if you say Amen in the middle of the bracha, not a big deal. Normally, if you say Amen in the middle of a bracha, it's a big problem. Here says the Magen Avraham, it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah codifies the Magen Avraham, but he cites one point. If you're at the end of Baruch Shamar, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Moab HaTishbachos, if you're in the middle of there, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and the Chazan ends off quicker than you, Melech Moab HaTishbachos, then you can't say Amen at all. Because then you're at the last five words, that's going to mess up the ending, so that's different. But otherwise, if you're in the middle of Baruch Shamar, so if you're saying it with him, then you're fine. But if you're two words behind him,
sounds like you're saying Amen to your own bracha.
Yeah, but that's fine. We don't mind that. We don't mind. Correct. But we don't mind. But if you're at Baruch Ato Hashem and then the Chazan says Melech Moab HaTishbachos, and you say Amen Melech Moab HaTishbachos, you're not allowed to do that. So that you'd be messed up over. But Magen Avraham sounds like if you're in the middle of Baruch Shamar, you can say Amen in the middle of Baruch Shamar. Now, here's the tricky part. Say Amen to what? In the middle of Baruch Shamar. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okeinu Melech HaMelech Av Racham Anamu Befe Amo, and all of a sudden you hear someone else say Shahakol. Are you allowed to say Amen to the Shahakol? What about you hear the Chazan end off Baruch Shamar? Are you allowed to say Amen to the Chazan? Is there a difference between an Amen to the Shahakol or an Amen to the Baruch Shamar? Says, this is where it gets tricky, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is actually a fundamental difference. You would not follow me here, not be allowed to say Amen on the Chazan's Baruch Sha'amar. In other words, what does that mean? Chazan finishes the bracha Baruch Sha'amar 5 seconds before you are. You're only up to Meshubach Umafor, B'Shon Chasidav Avadov, and the Chazan finishes. Are you allowed to say Amen? Magen Avraham, I thought, said yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Why? Because Mimonef Shach. If Baruch Sha'amar is not a legit bracha, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, then why are you saying Amen at the end of the Chazan's bracha at all? And if it is a legit bracha, so then you're not allowed to pause in between it. So in other words, the Chazan gets up there, he says Baruch Sha'amar a few seconds before you, he finishes. You're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. Are you allowed to say Amen or not? I thought the Magen Avraham said yes. Mr. Berurah clarifies, no. It's only Amen to a Shahakol bracha. Because since Baruch Sha'amar isn't mentioned in the Gemara, you could say Amen to the Shakol. But an Amen to the Chazan's Baruch Sha'amar, you can't do, because it's either or. If you believe Baruch Sha'amar is a really legit bracha, so then why are you pausing in between it to answer Amen to the Chazan? If you say Baruch Sha'amar is not such an important bracha, it's not mentioned in the Gemara at all, so then why are you saying Amen to the Chazan's bracha at all? It's not really a bracha, so don't say Amen. So it's like a catch-22. It's a Mamanev Shach, and therefore he says, don't answer Amen to the Chazan's bracha.
Why do we say Amen in general?
So why do we say Amen in general? Well, Amen in general, we say it on real brachas.
So why do we say
it's a good question. So why do we say, because I guess we don't lose anything, because we finish first, right? And then the Chazan ends off. So say Amen, worst comes to worst, it's just another form of shevach, of praising Hashem. It's in Pesukei Zimra, so you don't lose anything by doing. But here you lose, because you're messing up your own bracha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein and says, that's ridiculous. I don't buy that at all. And listen to what he writes. He says, L'aniyaz daiti, ain't shum tam l'chalik bein abrachos. Who's playing games and like giving scorecards to this is an important bracha, this is not an important bracha? He says, the chol bracha, any bracha, me'achar sh'rashan omer v'bracha. Once God and the rabbi said you could say it, hu b'chomer kol brachos, it's important. L'hapsik bein sh'uskar b'gemara bein uskar m'lum talmud. Whether it's mentioned in the Gemara, whether it's not mentioned in the Gemara, came in the tikkun rabbanu omer brachos baruch sh'amar. Once the rabbi said to say baruch sh'amar, kodem azmirus v'shtabach achar azmirus, then that's a valid bracha. And therefore says the Igros Moshe, you can never say Amen to any bracha if you are in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. I'm going to sum it up at the end in a second. But so it comes out, you have this big machokas Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham, if you could answer Amen to a Mishnah Berurah and Igros Moshe, if you could answer Amen even to a Shahakol water in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. Now, another way to explain this Magen Avraham is Magen Avraham doesn't mean that Baruch Sha'amar is not mentioned in the Gemara, but he never says in the Gemara that you're not allowed to talk in Baruch Sha'amar. If it never says you're not allowed to talk in Baruch Sha'amar, maybe that's why you could say Amen in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. And based on that, you have a similar Shaila. What about Asher Yatzar in the middle of the Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah? So the Minhag Chassidut wants to prove from over here, since it never says you're not allowed to talk in between the Tekiyos to say Asher Yatzar, maybe you'd be allowed to say Asher Yatzar. But that's a side point. So let's sum it up. Upshot over here. I know I don't usually upshot a 7 minute shiur, but let's do the upshot in Chazar, the final word over here. Yeah? Okay. Final word. We'll go boom, boom, boom. If you're before the first Baruch and Baruch Sha'amar, you could answer Amen to everything. Okay. Even to Baruch Sha'amar itself. If you're at the last few words of Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mo'ol B'Tishpachos, if you're in the middle of there, then you can't answer Amen to anything. If you're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, okay, you may not answer Amen to Baruch Sha'amar itself, according to everyone. In other words, if the Chazan ends off first and you're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, you can't answer Amen to the Chazan. But if you hear your friend making a shahakal and you're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, you can answer. According to the Igros Moshe, you cannot answer. Shkoyach.